USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders are still clashing over legislation to prevent a disastrous government shutdown at the end of the month, with House Democrats releasing a bill that Republicans panned for lack of relief to help farmers cope with President Donald Trump's trade policies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, House Democrats' rough draft of a government funding bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and to fund help for farmers in rural America. The short-term spending fix introduced by House Democrats would avert a government shutdown on September 30th and keep federal agencies only funded through December 11th. But the Democrats still refuse to budge on any coronavirus relief help. House leaders are planning to vote tomorrow on the measure despite all the GOP opposition. Thanks for listening. You found us. It's USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
New York City public schools reopened for up to 90,000 children, a small fraction of the city's 1.1 million public school students. But for the first time, any in-person classes have been held since the coronavirus pandemic took hold in March. Pre-kindergarten students and those with advanced special needs were the only students to return to school buildings after New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio abruptly delayed the start of the school year for everyone else last week amid a teacher shortage and ongoing safety concerns. A Republican senator in a tough re-election race will consider President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner joined other Republicans in pledging to consider Trump's nominee to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Gardner said he will vote to confirm Trump's pick if the person will protect our Constitution, not legislate from the bench, and uphold the law. However, Gardner was silent on whether the vote should take place before or after the November election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention walked back information it posted on its website just 3 days ago, which stated the coronavirus can be spread through aerosolized droplets. The CDC now says Friday's guidance was posted in error and that new information will be issued shortly. The move is yet another misstep for the nation's leading public health agency, which recently reversed its guidance for the second time on testing asymptomatic people. Larger respiratory droplets, such as those emitted from coughs or sneezes, are likely the main drivers of the coronavirus. Ellen DeGeneres, the daytime talk show host, kicked off her 18th season addressing issues that happened over the summer.
If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome.
DeGeneres referred directly to allegations that her show suffered after a number of articles alleged harassment from the top producers of the show.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show.
After leading a round of applause for her 270 employees, DeGeneres called on viewers to look forward, calling the new season the beginning of a new chapter. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.